Hello, this is your Polycast for Monday, February 12th, Abe Lincoln's birthday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, two special elections for state legislative seats and wireless internet versus fiber optic for rural broadband. St. Paul teachers have called off a planned strike after resolving their contract dispute with the school district early this morning. Solveig Wastvedt reports.
Michael Murray says he's relieved his three children will be headed to St. Paul's Expo Elementary School as normal this week. St. Paul teachers reached agreement with the district after 11 rounds of state mediation. Details of the agreement have not yet been released. Murray says he's happy teachers held out for increased support staffing for special needs and English learner students. Still, he says disagreements should have been resolved earlier.
If they're going to fight about something like this, do it over the summer when you're not putting the people whose lives are a matter in jeopardy. And that's really, as a parent, kind of what was the most important thing overall, is that to keep the kids in school.
A strike would have closed school for nearly 37,000 St. Paul students. Solveig Wastvedt, Minnesota Public Radio News.
People in two Minnesota legislative districts will vote today to replace lawmakers who resigned because of allegations of sexual misconduct. Tim Pugmire has more.
The special election in Senate District 54 will fill the suburban seat vacated by DFLer Dan Schoen. The contest features two former state representatives, DFLer Carla Bigham and Republican Denny McNamara. Libertarian Emily Mellingen is also on the ballot. Bigham says she's ready to return to the Capitol.
It's very, very clear we have a lot of work to do up there, and I'm the one that has experience to be able to get things done for our residents.
McNamara is also stressing experience.
I get along with people, and that's what we need today, somebody that's going to go to the Capitol and get stuff done.
In southern Minnesota, Republican Jeremy Munson faces DFLer Melissa Wagner in a special election to fill the House seat vacated by Republican Tony Cornish. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Google stunned the internet world in 2016 by investing in wireless internet technology and scaling back on fiber optic lines to hook up customers. Wireless advocates say Minnesota should do the same. Most state dollars go to fiber projects, but the wireless industry says they deserve more of the funding pie. Mark Stile has the story.
On a windswept hill near the town of Slayton in southwest Minnesota, Terry Nelson nods towards a steel communications tower. He points to a spot high above the ground.
We have our equipment about 250 feet up on top of the tower.
The equipment is part of what's called fixed wireless internet service. It uses a radio signal to deliver a high-speed internet connection to area homes. Woodstock Communications built the system. Nelson is the company's vice president and general manager.
We can reach out about, 6 to 7 miles with our wireless internet, and, we're picking up customers at 50 meg speeds, so it's worked well for us.
That's 50 megabits per second, double the state goal for broadband. And Nelson says unlike some wireless services in the past, the low-frequency radio signal is unaffected by weather. Nelson says as Google discovered, wireless technology has arrived in a big way.
We see this as the solution.
His company has built a wireless system using more than a dozen towers to cover a good share of two counties. Other companies are doing the same in other parts of Minnesota. And they're doing it with some attention-grabbing savings. Nelson says he can connect homes to the internet with a wireless link at a tenth of the cost of fiber optic cables. But fiber is still part of the system. The company generally runs fiber to its wireless towers and then uses the radio signal for the final hop to homes. Jeff Solman is a customer.
It's fantastic. It's consistent and smooth, and so far haven't had any downtime with it.
But Solman's enthusiasm for wireless is not yet matched at the state level. The Minnesota Office of Broadband Development oversees internet expansion projects that businesses, hospitals, schools, and others see as crucial to their ability to serve rural residents. Last year, the office handed out more than 36 grants, totaling about $26 million for high-speed internet projects. But nearly all that money went to fiber line projects. That upsets some wireless companies like LTD Broadband. Corey Hauer is the company's CEO.
Unfortunately, the state has turned a cold shoulder to fixed wireless.
But Dana McKenzie, the executive director of the state office, disagrees. She says the lag in state funding for wireless reflects the rapid changes taking place in the wireless industry.
When we first started 4 years ago, the wireless projects that were out there were having a hard time meeting the state's speed goal.
But now McKenzie says that technology gap has mostly disappeared.
As wireless continues to improve, they're going to be continually more well represented in the mix of funding.
That could be important in accomplishing the state's goal of bringing adequate internet speeds to all Minnesota residents by 2022. Right now, nearly 90% of Minnesota households meet that goal. Most of the shortfall is in rural areas. And LTD Broadband's Corey Hauer says that's where wireless technology can help reach isolated customers.
We leverage the low cost and rapid deployment of fixed wireless to bring it to areas that no one else has really bothered to invest in.
He says the farm areas of southern and western Minnesota are especially well suited for wireless, in part because the technology works best in flatter, less forested regions. The state legislature in their upcoming session will decide whether to fund the broadband program for another year. Wireless advocates will be on hand to make their case for a bigger role in the high-speed internet program. Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio News, Worthington.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.